The Florida Economic Development Conference is taking place in Tampa this week. The focus of this gathering of business leaders is driving transformation, innovations fueling economic development. The conference is sponsored by the Florida Economic Development Council and featured a lunchtime panel with current and former Florida lawmakers discussing the legislative session that ended this month. There was optimism about the state's economy from Senator Mike Fasano, despite the fact that recently Florida's economy has been among the worst when it comes to the number of home foreclosures.
Our economy, when you compare us to many other states, in fact, probably every other state in the nation, is doing quite well when you compare us to the rest of the country.
Fasano, a Republican from Newport Richey and the majority whip, said the legislature tried to preserve trust funds, especially the $9 billion transportation trust fund used mostly to build roads. Will Weatherford is a representative from Wesley Chapel and called Fasano the godfather of Pasco County. Weatherford said that financial incentives are tools to draw businesses to the state, but there are other important factors as well.
When a big company is looking at coming to your county or your city and they're interviewing you and trying to decide where they're going to land, they want to know about the education system, they want to know about the infrastructure, they want to know about the quality of life. And while the incentive process is good, if we don't have good schools, if we don't have strong universities, if we don't have the infrastructure for these places to thrive, they're not going to come here. And frankly, we have our challenges in all three of those areas.
The panelists were asked about the privatization of roads, where the state would sell or lease a section of highway or bridge to a private company who would collect tolls from drivers. Senator Fasano replied that there were two reasons he did not like the idea.
I personally am not a fan of taking roads that we've already built with taxpayer dollars and selling them to the private sector. Now, if the private sector wants to come in and build a road and charge a toll, I'd consider something like that, but I have great concerns about using existing roads or using existing toll roads and selling them to the private sector, and for two reasons. One, the taxpayers have already paid for those roads, or the toll payers have paid for it. Secondly, when you have the private sector dealing with tolls, it's going to be extremely difficult to keep those tolls and at affordable rates.
Representative Weatherford is the son-in-law of former Speaker of the House Alan Bentz, who moderated the discussion and used to work for him. Weatherford, a Republican, is considered a front-runner to become House Speaker in 2012. He blamed the condition of the state's infrastructure in part on fuel-efficient vehicles.
And the problem is that forever the gas tax was looked at as a user fee and was usually enough to pay for the infrastructure needs of the state of Florida. That is no longer the case. Part of the problem is the fact that you've got hybrids and you've got these fuel-efficient vehicles that are putting just as much damage on the road, some of them, but they're not buying as much gasoline. And so that true user fee concept is changing a little bit. There's a lot of ideas on how to bring that back. There's an idea in Oregon where they're actually, they would charge you by the mile for your car. But we really have to think outside the box, I believe, because the standard gas tax right now is insufficient to pay for the infrastructure needs of the state of Florida. So while selling our roads, I don't think is the answer. I think that we have to start looking for other ones.
The bill to bring a commuter rail line to Orlando and surrounding towns was defeated during the legislative session. Some people saw it as too generous to the rail company CSX. The deal would have the state pay CSX for rail lines near Orlando, pay for the construction of new CSX lines west of Orlando, and give CSX immunity from accidents on the commuter rail line even when the company was at fault. Republican Representative Thad Altman is from Brevard County, just east of Orlando.
Well, it was heartbreaking. It was devastating to see the commuter rail bill go down. Being from Central Florida, we lost commuter rail in the Orlando area a number of years ago, and to lose this bill this year really, really hurt. And I just hope we can hold it together and next year get a product that we can get through the legislative process. We cannot be a world-class state if we don't have significant transit as a transportation mode alternative. If you look at, you can't have a world-class city if you do not have transit.
Senator Fasano suggested that the several hundred people attending the conference should email Governor Charlie Crist to ask him not to veto the $2 million allocated to TBARTA, the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority.
They need those dollars to get moving into the direction of commuter rail. We also were successful in putting $700,000 into the budget, as long as it's not vetoed, for the Department of Transportation to do a feasibility study in the Tampa Bay area, including Pasco, Pinellas, Hillsboro, Hernando, Citrus, Sarasota, Manatee counties, for the purpose of looking at commuter rail as well.
In November's general election, Floridians will be able to vote on 9 possible amendments to the state's constitution. Each one needs 60% support to pass. One, the so-called Marriage Protection Amendment, would ban marriages between same-sex couples. Another was placed on the ballot by the legislature and deals with whether real estate can be owned by non-citizens. The other 7 were placed on the ballot by the Florida Taxation and Budget Reform Commission, a group that meets only every 20 years and was chaired by Bentz. The most contentious of the amendments might be what Bentz called the tax swap, in which property taxes would be lowered, with a likely increase in other taxes such as sales tax or a tax on services.
The most controversial part of that proposal, though, is by doing away with the required local effort. And the required local effort is a local school tax that's sent to Tallahassee and redistributed around the state, roughly $9 billion, perhaps more. That goes away if the voters approve it in November. And it's about a 25 to 30% decrease in everybody's property tax bill, homesteaders and non-homesteaders. The proponents like it because it lowers taxes. The opponents are worried about it because how do you fill that $9 billion gap? What other taxes do you put in play, or do you lower the size and scope of government?
The Florida Economic Development Conference concludes Tuesday at the Intercontinental Hotel in Tampa's West Shore District. To learn more, visit fedc.net. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.